We're in the Providence VA's primary care clinic. It's a warren of exam rooms, and in one of them, a physician is getting ready to provide a special treatment to a patient who's got really bad back and ankle pain.
I'm Paul Peralia. I'm the chief of primary care here at the Providence VA. A number of providers, myself included, learned how to do this particular technique, which is called battlefield acupuncture.
That's right, battlefield acupuncture. You may have heard of the second part, acupuncture, which is part of traditional Chinese medicine. It's mainly used for pain relief, and it involves sticking slim needles into the skin at specific points on the body. The traditional Chinese explanation is that it manipulates a patient's qi, or life force, and gets everything back in balance. You can do it in a doctor's office, but on the battlefield? Peralia says, why not?
Battlefield acupuncture was developed by an Air Force physician, and the idea was to harness the idea that there are qi points available on a soldier in the field, at least on their ears, which are sort of often exposed. And so the idea would be that this could be a battlefield application for pain management.
It might be startling to hear a VA physician talking about qi. And Peralia says he's no expert, but he's totally on board with the technique because he's seen it work. He's been offering it to his patients for about 6 months now. Many of them are like Harry Garcia, an Army veteran who's been living with chronic ankle and back pain. He's here for his twice-monthly treatment.
I've been on pain management medication now going as far back as January of 05. I was getting ready for deployment overseas when I got hurt. And unfortunately required me to have numerous surgeries.
Garcia hops up onto the exam room table as Peralia gets the acupuncture needles ready. Garcia says all the ankle and back surgeries, stemming from what started as a simple injury, left him with debilitating pain. And right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, it's at a 7.
I've been on pain medication, all kind of pain medication, for a very long time now. And it's to a point where you're just tired of taking pills, pills and pills and pills.
Garcia is not unusual. Opioid prescribing is high at the VA. The Center for Investigative Reporting found that prescriptions for painkillers like oxycodone and hydrocodone had actually climbed in 2012. That's problematic for some patients who could become addicted. Indeed, the National Institute on Drug Abuse reports that prescription drug abuse is higher among veterans than the civilian population. Patient Harry Garcia says the high doses of opioid painkillers he's been on have made him feel like a zombie. Now he wants to step it down, and his doctor thinks he can do more than just wean him off.
When Dr. Peralia suggested battlefield acupuncture, what went through your mind?
Let's do it. Just like that, yes.
Peralia swipes Garcia's ear with alcohol.
All right, so we'll get started.
Then he shoots a short, gold-plated acupuncture needle about the size of a small earring stud into the top of Garcia's ear.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two,
Unlike
three.
Some kinds of acupuncture needles, these are meant to stay in for a few days.
All right, let's walk. Excuse me. Part of the process is after each needle, the patient walks. They walk about maybe 30 feet, and the idea is that it stimulates the qi.
Peralia says that was part of the training, and he believes it's effective, not just for stimulating qi, but watching a patient's gait change as the pain subsides. Garcia comes back around the corner from his walk, and Peralia asks about his pain now.
And where are you at now?
6.5. So usually it starts to work right away. It's awesome.
So remember, Garcia started at a 7 out of 10. After one needle in the ear, it's at a 6.5. This is no scientific measure, of course, but Garcia's own assessment of how he feels. And with each of the 10 needles total that Peralia puts in, Garcia's pain score drops another half point.
Yeah, 4.
Okay. Good.
By the time the 10th and final needle is in...
1, 2, 3. Good. All right. Good. That's the last
good.
One. All right. Let's walk.
All right.
This one in the center of the ear, Garcia's feeling good.
Right. Where are we at?
2.5.
2.5. Very good.
So are alternative therapies like meditation or battlefield acupuncture the answer to getting thousands of vets off of some very high doses of prescription painkillers? Not necessarily. Reporter and editor Katie Drummond covered the military and alternative medicine for Wired magazine. She says they're nice supplements, but the VA system has some bigger problems to solve.
There are wait lists for soldiers waiting to see, you know, psychologists and psychiatrists at VA clinics who can't get in for a year and a half. And so, you know, is it really going to make a significant difference that they can take a yoga class once a week? I mean, some of these people are tremendously injured. They are depressed, anxious. They are addicted to very, very serious medication.
The Providence VA says wait lists for substance abuse appointments, for example, are 30 days or less for most veterans. But it's been slow to offer access to some of the alternative medical therapies like acupuncture that have been around the VA for years. Why? Drummond suspects a lack of resources and red tape.
So I would chalk a lot of it up to not to a lack of desire among the people who work at the VA, many of whom, you know, I think care deeply about what they do and care deeply about the veterans, but just that they are sort of bogged down by this massive institutional bureaucracy that is slow to adapt in some circumstances.
Dr. Paul Paralia says a lack of time and people definitely hinder his ability to implement new programs faster. But he says the VA in Providence is trying to offer more alternative therapies like mindfulness meditation, and the center has tried to beef up addiction and mental health services. What's more, Paralia says the VA is working across the system to curb an over-reliance on prescription painkillers. For Paralia, though, it's one patient at a time. He's helped Harry Garcia taper his medications down by about half, and the goal is to keep going. Harry Garcia is getting ready to leave the exam room. Five acupuncture needles are firmly placed in each ear. They're tiny gold balls about the size of a grain of rice. The pain relief is not permanent, but it's not fleeting either.
And it lasts about anywhere from 5 to 7 or 8 days. They stay there. They usually fall out on their own.
Garcia says that between treatments, he still relies on pain medications, but much less than before he started. He hopes to get down to zero pills someday soon. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.